Welcome to Bible Study for Progressives, a show where moderates, liberals, and leftists of all faiths and ideologies come together to discuss scripture, spirituality, and politics. We engage scripture in its historical context, plumb its depths for wisdom and guidance, and apply its lessons to current events and social issues. Whether you're a liberal evangelical, a New Age spiritualist, a social justice activist, or a postmodern theologian, there's something in this show for you. Come, be energized in spirit and mind to understand the word and what it means to be a spiritual person in today's world. Where are we in the Gospels? Are we the rich, the poor, the disciples, the crowds? Are we like the Pharisees in some ways? Today, we will read the story of the widow's mite from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. We will address some of the common lessons drawn from this story, talk about the meaning of the story, and suggest some questions for further discussion. My name is Rich Procida. I write about progressive Christianity, spirituality, and politics at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. I hope you enjoyed this group study episode of Bible Study for Progressives. Mark chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Where is God? The Scribes and the Widow's Mite, by Rich Procida. We shouldn't always take the Bible literally, but we should always take it seriously. To take the story of the widow's mite seriously, we must keep the condemnation in the story. The story is meant to confront us, but many times it has been interpreted in ways that minimize the conflict. The story has been approached in a number of ways. Many interpretations reduce it to a lesson in Christian etiquette or a calling to give more. These interpretations offer nice lessons, but don't get to the core of what's being said. The story is not a condemnation of arrogance or boasting. Neither is it a story about false piety or hypocrisy. Nor is it about self-righteousness or pride. These are important lessons, but they are not the crux of the matter. The story condemns scribes. Jesus says they like to walk in long robes, to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats and places of honor at public events. The contrast between the lives of the scribes and that of the widow could not be more stark. Most of us like to wear nice clothes. We need to be treated with respect. We enjoy being honored, especially for our successes. What Jesus is describing is the good life. The scribes like to live the good life. The good life means being successful and respected. Most of us want to be rich. Our economy is said to be based on greed. It's the marketplace where the scribes enjoy respect. It's the rich who make a show of their giving. Even now, there are foundations and buildings named after people who donated large sums of money. If I donated a large sum of money to build a building, I'd want my name etched into stone as well. One reason I write is to leave something for posterity. It's one way of living forever. When I'm gone, people who read my articles will still get to know a little piece of me. Jesus is not condemning the scribes for walking around in long robes, for being treated with respect, for sitting in the best seats, or for being honored. He simply says they like these things. Jesus is condemning them for the means by which they gained their wealth. Jesus says the scribes devour widows' houses. He is referring to the economic exploitation of widows through the practice of scribal trusteeship, where scribes controlled widows' estates and profited from them. Women were not considered capable of managing their own money. This story is not about the widow's generosity either. As Addison G. Wright writes, the inner disposition and outward bearing of the widow are not described or hinted at in the text. And nothing is said about divine versus human measuring of gifts, because those are not the point of the story. And finally, there is no praise for the widow in the passage and no imitation to imitate her, precisely because she ought not be imitated. The widow gave nothing to the temple. It wasn't enough to buy anything. It was worthless even to her. Jesus is not suggesting that we give our last penny to the church. Nor is he suggesting that we give our all. A positive message, but not the point. Jesus simply says that she gave more and that she gave out of her poverty all that she had to live on, which was nothing. First century Jews thought that being rich was evidence of God's blessing. The poor and diseased were cursed by God. One could easily imagine the widow as distraught, feeling cursed by God. She wondered why. She gives the coins in despair. Maybe someday God will find favor with her. Jesus says that she gave more. This is because, as everyone knows, when you take more than you give, you end with a negative balance. The scribes made their living defrauding widows. They took more than they gave. Throughout ancient Mesopotamia, widows were an example of those to whom God's caring justice should be meted out. throughout the Old Testament and into the New, the needy to whom provision should be made are represented by the poor, the widow, the orphan, and the foreigner. Rather than enjoying their high status, the rich should be caring for the poor widow among them. The rich exploit the poor. Today, many of our neighbors to the south toil 5 to 6 days a week for $80. In many parts of the world, it's even lower. It would cost more to keep a slave. We buy these products, and multinational corporations profit. The system profits off the backs of the poor. It remains this way today. Jesus is pointing to systemic evil. Economic inequality and injustice are the demonic results of the system put in place by the rulers and authorities of this world. In a democracy, voters are responsible for the politicians they put in power. Where is God when the poor go hungry? Where is God when the sick are denied health care? Where is God when a child is scarred by war? In this case, Jesus provides us with an answer. God is watching. God may intervene more than we know, but God is always watching. God's justice is eternal and will prevail even when injustice prevails in this life. While there are many lessons that could be taught from the scripture, there is one lesson that should not be forgotten. God is watching. May it be that we do not stand condemned. Now some questions for discussion. What does the story of the widow's mite mean for us today? What is Jesus suggesting in the story? How are we to respond? What are we to do to address economic injustice today? Where should we see ourselves in the story? Are we the crowds? Are we the rich people? Are we the disciples? Are we the poor widow? What do we see of ourselves in each of these roles? And what do we learn by examining the story in this way? Do we stand condemned? Are we well-to-do Christians any better than the rich people in the story? How can we be different from those who ignore the widow's plight? This has been Bible Study for Progressives. If you enjoyed the program, please subscribe to our podcast or put us in your favorites and write a 5-star review. Tell your friends about us and share us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and click the donate button at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. Your support will help us reach more people, produce more and better shows, and cover the cost of production. Feel free to send me a note or comment on the show. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Rich Procida. Thank you for listening.